Welcome to the Unstick Your Mind podcast on Mimika TV. Get ready to get unstuck, align with your true purpose, and unlock your God-given potential.
We know the things that we want. We know what we want it to look like. But oftentimes we either are resistant to change because it's uncomfortable or it requires a little bit of changing our mindset about this. Or we don't see the value of slowing down to speed up. Now, this is something I like to talk about with my clients is, you know, if you think about yourself and your business and your direction as a vehicle, like my husband and I got into watching the Formula One the other day, and I was like, this is quite fascinating how this whole works. It's a very well-oiled machine, right? Everyone has their part. And in order for the driver to have the most efficient car to go the fastest to win the races, everyone needs to come together. But as we know, like life is a journey, right? And oftentimes as CEOs, and especially when you're still building and scaling a team, you're used to doing all the things. You're used to being the mechanic, and you're used to being the driver, and you're used to being the pit stop manager and all the things. Now, yes, and we know that you can't drive a car and be all the things all at the same time. And this is the problem is oftentimes it's like we have these big grandiose ideas. And we want to get there, but it's sometimes hard to change what we're doing. Because here is the biggest tip if you want to write something down. So here's the big thing. What got you here is not going to get you there. Basically means your mindset, your skills, your approach, and your team and who you have on the bus isn't necessarily going to get you there, especially when you are scaling a business and growing. And this is typical of entrepreneurs who have built a business from scratch and, you know, it's been all about, it's their baby. It's been what they have envisioned. It's what they put together. They know that this is how this works, right? They know that every inch of the car and how it's meant to work. But eventually it comes to a stage where we have to let go of the reins and we have to trust that the people that we're going to hire or bring on board are going to be able to do the job. But I'll admit, I'm a recovering perfectionist. Us perfectionists and control freaks have a problem with trusting others to take over a task because we know we can do it at 100%. And it takes a little bit of getting used to of allowing someone to step into your shoes or like cloning yourself. But oftentimes it's not going to happen at exactly 100%. So if you can find someone who can do what you need to do at maybe 80%, that's still better than you spending that time, energy, and resources. It's like doing $10 tasks, right? You could hire somebody at $10 to do save you 10 hours, where then those 10 hours you can put into revenue generating activities. So it really is takes the mindset shift of what is my time worth? Is this worth my time getting involved? Like, do I really need to, you know, stick my finger in all the pies? Because sometimes we have to learn to pick our battles and decide what's worth our energy and our resources and then kind of move towards knowing where you want to be. So part of this whole, you know, you call them mindset hacks, and I wouldn't really say it's a hack. I like to consider it a lifestyle shift and a mindset shift, because if you learn to drive a car, like I grew up in South Africa, okay, and we didn't have automatic cars. Everyone had to learn to get their driver's license with a manual, with a stick shift. And it takes a little bit of getting used to, especially like, you know, when you have to take off from an angle on a hill, you don't want to roll back, right? You got to kind of know it's like your feet, both feet and your arms and your hand, and you look at the mirror and it seems like really clunky when you're first doing it. But eventually, like anything, when you get used to it, your muscle memory and your brain takes over and it's like you don't even have to worry about it. Like if you drive home, I'm sure a lot of us, you know, in the days of when everybody was in an office, you know, pre-working at home days, even like picking the kids up from the school, sometimes I'm like, oh, how did I get home? I didn't even know. I was in my own world and I drove here and I did my thing and changed lanes safely and I got back home. But I don't really remember what happened because I was like orbiting somewhere else. And that's pretty much what happens is when our muscle memory and our habits take over. But sometimes those habits no longer serve us, right? Sometimes we have to stop and get that awareness of is what I'm doing right now going to get me where I want to go? So, you know, it just depends on where you're at in your life and your business. And I always love to take these moments of pausing. So just like in, you know, riding the race in the Formula One, they've got to take a pit stop. They can't keep riding around wearing out those tires. They're going to run out of gas. They're going to run out of oil. It's like, how many of us, especially, you know, when you are a working parent, you know, especially women are especially bad at this because we will just keep going and going and going, doing all the things, trying to be all the things all the time. And here's the thing is you can have everything, but not at the same time. So are we willing to take a little bit of a pause, get the retires, you know, trade up what the old ones were for, so new level Pirellis to get us wherever we need to go. So that is part of the process of slowing down. At the end of the day, I always say, what are your goals? And how do we work that backwards? I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years. Like at 16, I decided I don't make a very good employee. I'm going to be the boss. So I've always been about bootstrapping and building things from the bottom. And I've had four different business models along the way. And what I'd realized is every time I had to make a shift, I had to change the way my approach and the way that I thought about myself. So in every up level, my self-concept had to improve. Because if I wanted to build a business or grow to the next level, I couldn't bring an old sort of scarcity mindset with me. And, you know, what does a growth mindset look like? It's more open. It has more gratitude. You're more grateful for the things you do have. So you appreciate and put more value on your time. And you realize busy isn't a badge. Being busy and ticking off the lists isn't necessarily make you a hero. In actual fact, it just sets you on the path to burnout and breakdown. Believe me, that's exactly my story. And the reason why I do what I do today is because of that. I was a branding strategist for 7 years, did all the things, you know, had the clients and the roster and being a service-based business. I had a baby trying to manage, working from home, all before the whole, you know, two-year drama we've had. And I'd realized eventually I wasn't watching the signs. You know, there were the, you know, you're on a highway and the slow down. You're going too fast. I'm like, oh no, I'll be fine. What are you talking about? And then eventually I'm like, the car's running out of gas and it's putt, 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 getting stuck. And eventually then complete breakdown and burnout. And it all happened within a space of like 3 months. I had lost my mother-in-law to cancer and she was a strong woman of faith. And that totally rocked my faith as well as my whole life. Purpose in life, like what am I doing with myself? Coupled with I had a teenage child with in mental health crisis, and I had a business launch that tanked, and I ended up in debt. And I was realized like I had got myself in this situation, so there was no one else to blame. So the first part is being aware that there's a problem, because if you aren't aware there's a problem, we can't fix the problem. And then taking 100% responsibility for 100% of the results. Like I could not blame the economy or my husband or the kids or because I'm busy or this. I had to realize that I had got myself in this pickle and my decisions had to get me out here. So if I had got myself here, clearly doing the same thing wasn't going to be very effective, because according to Einstein, the last time I checked, he said that's insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So I really had to hit the pause button, and for a whole year, I actually closed my business down because I had never experienced breakdown like that before, where physical and emotional grief, like where you actually, your body aches. Like I couldn't even have conversations. I was going through grief and, you know, just very tearful and emotional, and I, you know, just couldn't focus. And I'd realized I needed time to heal. I needed time to really go back to the drawing board, burn down the ships, and realize this is the path I picked months, years ago. I didn't really think it through. I realized I had just done the things without being really intentional. So once I had realized I had to start with the clean slate, I really went back to like, why am I here? What's my purpose? What is my mission? And what am I on earth here to do? And what brings me joy? Like if dealing with this kind of audience or clients or doesn't bring me joy and it saps my energy, then I'm not bringing my best self. I can't be the best leader, the best mom, the best wife, the best CEO. If I'm always feeling like what I'm doing is stressful. I mean, obviously stress comes with it, but you know that feeling where you feel like it's almost like a sense of dread, like, oh, I've got to deal with this right now. We don't want to be living our lives and running our businesses from dread. We want it to be from delight. We want to know that what we're doing is providing value. And whatever your mission is in life, it's like having the right attitude of, I'm doing this because I want to do this, because I chose to do this. And then realizing that also sometimes your likes and goals change. And that's okay. Because I think in the world, we've given giving up a bad name. Everyone thinks if you give up, then you're a total failure. But here's the thing. Learning when to step away and to actually give up on something means you realize that something isn't working. And sometimes if you just keep pushing, you're just going to burn yourself out quicker and faster and wear out your engine to where it's much harder to regroup, to rebuild once you've hit that level. Then allowing yourself to see the signs along the way, which is, you know, our bodies are also very good at indicating that something's wrong, like headaches, stomach issues, can't sleep, you know, chronic illness. Our bodies are like screaming at us that it's an external indication of an internal condition. Because I really believe that, you know, we can't just, I mean, even though I'm a mindset coach, a lot of what I do is aligning people with their God-given purpose. Like, you can't ignore the spirit, which is your what people like, some people like to call the gut intuition, or it's really who you are at the core. Like, what really sparks joy in your life? And when that's out of alignment, even though, you know, having a business and pursuing money sounds like a great goal, if it isn't really aligned with who you feel you're meant to be, and as well as how you build this business, nothing is going to feel like it's authentic to you. Because really, once you get into alignment with, you know, who am I, what's my purpose, why am I doing this business, then the decisions actually become easier. Then you actually are able to choose from a position of power and saying, that is not my thing. Like, this is my thing, and this is how I know. Like, now I can give up and delegate that task to someone else because that's not my wheelhouse. Even though I did it, you know, the saying of just because I can doesn't mean I should can sometimes be hard to give up, especially when you have your membership to Control Freaks Anonymous. Well, delegation is one of those things that it does take a mental shift, because when you are used to doing all the things and being all the things in your business, it can be hard to let go of the reins, especially because we know we've built this business based on our vision, on our talents, on our abilities. And it can be hard to trust somebody else to step in. So that is the first element, is do we have some trust issues here? Like, are we not quite there with our abilities to let go? Because we all know that, you know, that old school way of running a business like a military commander just doesn't work these days, especially if you're hiring young millennials or a younger generation. People want an inclusive, authentic, connected environment because they want to feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. And that's really what I love to highlight, is when we work towards delegating, it's really important to align the people who align with your visions and goals as well. And that's why it's important to be true to yourself, right? So the first step was to figure out who you are and how you want to show up in the world and how your business is showing up. And then when you are very clear of the kind of people that you need alongside of you, and then it makes it easier for you to create that environment and that culture within your company that makes you attractive to the right people. So kind of like, if you think about it, you are the name and the face of your brand for your clients, as well as your employees. And the future employees, if they want to work with you, it's almost like you have to sell yourself in the way that you are running your company in order for you. You have to sell yourself on yourself. You have to really believe that the way that you're leading is going to get you where you want to go. So the first thing we need to do is what I call burn the ships. I know this can sound so scary, especially when you're used to having it like, this is the way it's worked. Because again, the whole concept is what got you here isn't going to get you there. If you want to build a team of value, you know, you can't just hire a $5 an hour somebody on Fiverr, right? That's not going to be the quality you want. You need to make it enticing and create what I call the Pied Piper approach. Now, I don't know if you guys have remembered the story. It's the old British story about the Pied Piper who, you know, played the flute or whatever his tool was. And he sang a note and made it seem like he was throwing a massive party, and he attracted all the kids out of the village. And eventually they went following him down this deep, dark path. But the whole concept is, are you attracting people based on making it enticing, even internally, the team that you already have? Because that's how we build a better team, and how we learn to delegate is when we feel there is trust with the people we are hiring, because we are aligned with the same vision. So when we say burn the ships, it's like, how can we think of this if you want to hire somebody, or say, even if it's like a, let's just say a virtual assistant, someone who's going to be relating to you all the time, who has to understand that there is this flow between your conversations so that they get you. Basically, relationships are the key when it comes to delegation. So first of all, we have to be willing to let go. And this can be hard, especially when we think that we have this perfectionism mindset that only I can do it and only I can do it well, which is why we then want to make sure we have systems. Like I'm a recovering perfectionist and control freak. So the only way that I could ensure quality control with the people I hired was to make checklists. So now they have a very guided approach to knowing how I like things. Now, I'm not all bougie about everything. Like I'm open to suggestions. I like things done with excellence, but I realize that it can't be perfection, because perfection will keep you stuck in inactivity. Perfection will keep you spinning your wheels and, oh, I can't do this until, I can't launch my podcast until it's perfect. I can't publish the book until it's perfectly done. You know, so these are the things, is are we holding back on putting things out in the world because we're waiting for the perfect time, the perfect situation, the perfect weather, the perfect outfit, whatever. And we have to recognize when we are making excuses for ourselves, or is it that there's something else that is holding us back? So I think it's important to really just stop and think again, slow down in order to speed up. Like, what am I thinking right now about this situation? And that's the whole process of why I describe myself as a mindset metacog coach, is I want you to think about what you're thinking about. What comes up for you when you think about hiring someone? Is it a sense of fear, like, oh my gosh, they're never going to understand. Oh, they're never going to do it as good as me. We have to get those things that are floating in your head out from here and onto paper. I mean, and this is the thing, like my husband runs a SaaS company and he's also been through this process with his employees. And I keep saying to him, he goes, and he complains about things. I'm like, well, have you articulated? Have you been clear? He goes, well, they should know. I'm like, honey, nobody's a mind reader. They can't tell what you're thinking unless you are very clear about what your expectations are or what you like or don't like. No one's going to know. So how about we write it down, or maybe have a process for that, right? And that is a frustrating thing. It's like when you're hiring someone or putting in a process, you have to slow down in order to speed up, in order to be able to get to that stage where you can work with trusting them. You can go on a 3-month vacation and the machine still runs. Isn't that the dream, right? So, you know, obviously with the 2 years we've all been through, we've had to adjust. And this is the big thing, is that most people maybe go through one or two changes in their life, but everybody in the world has been forced into a season of change, whether we liked it or not. And everybody is going through this at the same time. So it's made it a little, almost like a little wobbly in terms of the support systems. Because it's like, you know, if you have a friend and she's going through a divorce or this one, you can kind of come along and support them. But the problem is everybody has been experiencing high levels of stress and isolation at unprecedented amounts. It used to be a sales pitch to have the laptop lifestyle. I could be anywhere in the world and I could be working from my laptop, which sounded fabulous. But what we didn't realize is that the lack of connection now has created a lot more isolation. That even though here we are on a screen, we still as humans need human connection. And even so, it's like what has become hard now is companies have to deal with the fact of dealing with team members that are remote and in different time zones often. And even and in my case as well, I have team members who are in different countries, you know, completely different places. So how do we adjust for that and realize that productivity has to, and the way we feel productive has to shift? So an example would be your work hours. Perhaps you're used to the 9 to 5 and then you come home at 5 and that was like, they would switch off. But now because we have this crossover of time zones and expectations, it's like everyone feels like they have to be on. Like there's never an off switch. Back in the day, it was like you clock in, you clock out and, you know, sorry, I'm not answering emails. Now you could be having dinner on your phone and next minute you're checking emails, right? So this is the problem, is it's like if you think about all of us are now on this hyper-vigilant, on the edge of our seat, always like, oh, what's happening next? Oh, what's happening next? And what's happening in our brain is that we constantly, it's like we're getting these hits of sometimes dopamine, oftentimes stress, like, what is this? What is this? Next thing, next thing, next thing. And what I've found as well is because people are isolated at home, you end up thinking the worst case scenario and you don't have someone to bounce off the ideas, or you go from getting right off of Zoom to making dinner for the kids and there's no like closure. Now, as a writer, I always remember this part when I was involved in TV production. There's in writing scripts, there's what we call the open and closed loop concept. Now, if you've ever watched anything on Netflix or binged on things and you wondered, why can I not stop watching? It's because they've hacked your brain. So what this means is if you watch a show, right, they start with the protagonist and they give you she has to or he has to achieve something. And you know, there's some struggle they have to overcome. Kind of like three quarters of the way through, they come to some kind of resolution. But before the end of that episode, they close the loop of the first issue, but then they open the loop to the next one and then they leave you on a cliffhanger. And what that does for your brain needs closure. And it's like, oh, what's happening? We've got to watch the next one. Oh, what's happening? We've got to watch the next one. So all of us have been mind hacked into thinking we constantly need to have these, the next and the next and the next. Because we don't have the old school of, and now they lived happily thereafter, the end. There is no fairy tale endings. Everything just goes from one thing to another. And what's happening to that is we are taxing our brains physiologically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. We're not allowing ourselves to breathe. And we're not allowing ourselves closure. Like one of the things that I've noticed as well is like I have two young adult kids, and one of them had finished college during 2020. And a lot of them are finding it hard to move on, because there wasn't closure. They didn't have their high school graduations or their college graduations. They didn't have like, and well done, the end. Why do you think we have funerals and why we have weddings? It's actually a way of saying to ourselves in our brain, this season is finished. It's kind of bittersweet because it's the end of something, but it's the beginning of something else. And what's happened is it's felt like a very, very long 2-year Groundhog Day. Everyone is like, and it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And we're like going crazy because it's like, please, someone hit the pause button. Even though we have been in a state or a sense of pause, we haven't had those usual, ebbs and flows of life, the ups and the downs. It's like everything has been high level, right? And what's happened is, even though things are starting to calm down, people don't know how to stop their brain from constantly being in that fight or flight mode, because we've been so conditioned to think, like, especially like I said, do not watch the news, because they are intentionally trying to keep you in a fear state. Because what happens when you're in a fear state? Yeah, adrenaline kicks in and yeah, you can kick butt, but at what cost? It's not designed to keep you functioning at that level indefinitely. It's unhealthy, it's unsustainable. And that's what's been required. Now all of a sudden there's never an off, and there's never, and it's like, oh, to take time off, who's got time for that? I'm too busy for that. And it's really is, we can't afford not to. We can't afford not to take care of our health. Because just think, if you're not self-care and you're not resting and you're not recuperating and giving yourself off time and saying, okay, this will have to wait for tomorrow, and just giving yourself a sense of pause, what's going to result is either burnout or breakdown or complete freezing and not being able to do anything. And that's, as far as last time I checked, that's not really an option for many of us. And, you know, having seen how long it takes to recover from that, I would definitely advise people that, yeah, it's important what you're doing, but it's also important to know that every moment and every day counts. And we want to make sure that what we're spending our energy and time on is going to move the needle, but it's also going to have longevity to it. It's going to give us the ability and the strength and the fortitude to continue. Even though the crazy still feels like it's crazy, how do we find our own sense of calm? And again, it comes back to what I teach is, you've got to slow down to speed up. How can we slow down our thinking, slow down our actions, lift our head up for a minute? Even something that I did like last year, I could feel, I was like, I am on burning on two cylinders and I'm like going to be running out of gas soon. And I said to my husband, it was just before the holidays, I said, I need to go away to the mountains for at least 2 days, for my sanity and your safety. Because if you want to be safely living in the house with me, you're going to need to let me have this peace of mind where I could just go away, took my diary, my journal, you know, got some relaxing music, didn't have to, I basically bought prepackaged food, so I didn't have to go cook anything, and literally gave my brain a break and got myself to think, okay, what is it that is the way my life is that I like, and what are the things I don't like? And for many of us, we think that's time wasted, but it's actually, we can't afford not to do that anymore. We actually need more of these pauses in our lives in order to be more effective. So I always say self-care and setting boundaries is super important to your health and your financial success. So you can actually give of the best of you instead of feeling like you're always running on fumes about, and the wheel's about to fall off. So that really needs to be a priority. Well, as business owners, we often find ourselves saying, they just don't get it. I can do it by myself because I think I'm just so fabulous and only I know the way that things are, work. And it's almost like a sense of pride, I would say. It's like we are proud of what we achieve on our own, but we have to move past that. We have to realize that done is better than perfect. We really need to make sure that where we're putting our energy is well worth it, that sometimes it's better just to allow somebody else to step in and let go. And it's amazing. Once you actually do that and you're like, oh, that's a sense of relief. I don't have to do it. It's like another thing taken off my list. Now you've given yourself a brain space. Like if your brain, you think of your brain as a hard drive in a computer, you know your computer ain't going to work so great when everything is full and the startup disk ain't working and it's like screaming at you that cannot take any more input. And when you purge it of anything that holds you back, it's amazing how much more creative space you actually have. I hear this one a lot, like, oh, I know the processes. It's in my head. I should know how to, everybody should understand what I'm thinking. But nobody's a mind reader. Nobody understands what's in your head unless you put it down. And it comes back to that process of, if I want people to take over this job that I'm doing, I need to be very specific and offer, like, take my brain and put it on paper. So taking the time again to slow down, to speed up your workflow would be, how can you document your process? How can I make it easy for someone to duplicate? This one always makes me laugh when people say, I don't have time, I'm so busy. And I say, well, busy isn't a badge, honey. You're not a hero. Nobody's, last time I looked, nobody's giving out awards for being the busiest person in the house. And it's almost like, again, we get stuck into this, got to do, and being busy. And when you're working out of adrenaline and the cortisol is going through your system, yeah, it feels fabulous in the moment and you can feel very effective and you can feel like you're Wonder Woman. But at what cost? Because when you come down from that and you realize your body is going to crash and burn if you keep going at that process, right? Because you're physiologically, that's why we end up with so much stress, is because we're not actually giving ourselves time to put back. If you're pouring out, especially when you're in a leader and a team and a CEO and you're pouring into other people, I think it's super important. Well, my advice to a CEO right now who's navigating a team and, you know, whether you're growing or scaling or even if you're just trying to keep your head above water, is really you have to value your own self. You have to value your time. You have to put time into yourself before you can pour out to your team. And that is a big thing. It almost seems counterintuitive, but if you don't slow down in order to fill up your cup, you can't pour out from an empty cup because you can't be the best leader you can be if you're struggling emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever. Like you can't be the best that you can be. So I always say to people, even though it seems counterintuitive, investing in yourself, taking some time out to really think and be intentional about how you want this team to look or how do you want this business to look. It's amazing when we give ourselves a little bit of a reprieve, how honest we can be with ourselves and how much we are almost like subconscious desires and thoughts of, I mean, how many of us can admit to putting things on the shelf of, yeah, eventually I'll get to that when. But being a when we doesn't really get us there. Like the only way we get there is by action. And the only way we can put action is to make sure we are, again, congruent to who we are and putting into areas or investing and doing things in our business that really are things that only you can do. Because if you really had to look at it, like I have this the strategy I teach my clients, I call it the triple D strategy. And no, it's not a bra size, it's a task size. And really, it's the three Ds are ditch, delegate, and do. If you had to think about what's on your plate right now, and you could put them in these three buckets, what are the things that maybe are way too ambitious that you eventually don't really need to be done right now, aren't urgent, aren't important? We can put that in the ditch pile. Doesn't mean we never do them. It's just right now in this, say, even 90-day cycle, that's not happening. Then we have delegate. And I know we've talked about this in depth in delegate. What are the things that I know that are repeatable, that I can train someone else to do, that maybe are even 60, 70, 80% as good as me, but I know then by them being done, done is better than perfect, right? Then we can move on to our do pile, and this should be the smallest of them all. Now, these are the things that only you can do because of your gifts, talents, abilities, experience that you can't duplicate, you can't teach anyone. These are your money-making skills. These are the money-making tasks, and usually it should be 80% on revenue-generating activities and 20% on other things. Even when you are a small business owner, it's like, what are the things that are going to move the needle that I should be spending 80% of my time on? And when you put them in these little buckets, you realize that not everything has to be done today, and not everything has the same level of importance. And then you can calm your brain from thinking everything's a fire. You know, so many of us are living like firemen or under a firewoman, like, oh, it's a fire, go for that, you know, going from one end to the other. And sometimes we create our own fires because we like the drama. So it's like, let's be honest for ourselves. Are we actually creating dramas? Are we creating fires? Or are we actually curating a fire that's going to ignite my engine, going to get me where I want to go? Because we get to choose. Today we get to decide where we want to go, how this car is going to look, how the engine's going to be developed, and who we want in the car with us. So that would definitely be my mindset shifts for our busy CEOs and team, ready to build a team and scale and get to the next level. Are you ready to change your brain, to change your life? Discover how to break limiting beliefs, stop self-sabotage, and unlock your full potential by rewiring your brain using neuroscience, coaching, and faith-based principles. Come and join my coaching program, Unstick Your Mind, today.